Today, I'm going to go through and predict every single game on the SEC schedule.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
For 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in. Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers. Hopefully you're all having a wonderful week wherever you might be. And today, as I said, we're going to go through and predict every single game on the SEC schedule. Teams 1 through 16 in alphabetical order, and why not just go on and pull it up? I'm going to give you my number on the game, my first rating, and give you a prediction on those. So we're going to go through each one. Let me go ahead and tell you, if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel. I'll be here every week throughout the college football season. So subscribe, make sure you like the video, jump in the comments, tell me what I got right, what I got wrong. You guys know how to do this thing. And of course, subscribe to the podcast because there are going to be audio-only shows that I do throughout the season. And if you haven't already, there's a link in the description, bettingcfb.com. Check it out, sign up over there, all that good stuff. All my official plays and all that will be logged and given out there before anywhere else. So if there's a number that you want to catch up with, check it out there. All right, let's go on and dive into this. Alabama, let's start with them. I've got a win at Florida State. I've got Bama favored by 17.5 in that first game. Louisiana Monroe, that's a win, favored by 42. Wisconsin, got them favored by 21. And then there's a bye before you go at Georgia. I think this is the one where Georgia finally gets them. Now, I'm not big on Georgia's roster this year. I don't think they're great. However, this is a game that both teams are coming off of a bye, as you can see. Here, you ought to be able to see it now. Both teams coming off of a bye here. I think Georgia's going to get that one. I think Bama gets revenge on Vanderbilt, then at Missouri. Could be interesting. If you look, Missouri has a bye before, and that's way down here. Hold on. Missouri has a bye before the Alabama game, so that one's going to be kind of difficult. Bama gets revenge on Tennessee. I don't think that the quarterback play is quite there for Tennessee this year. At South Carolina, I have as a loss. I've got Bama favored by 7.5 right now. If you look, I mean, at Georgia, Vandy, at Missouri, Tennessee, all leading up to a game at Williams-Brice Stadium. If you look at South Carolina's schedule, yeah, they play at LSU. They've got Oklahoma at home the week before, and then they get Alabama before they play at Ole Miss. For Bama, you got Tennessee at South Carolina, a bye, and then LSU. I don't think Bama's going to be as focused on that one. So, I do think Alabama wins the Final Four. LSU, Oklahoma, Eastern Illinois, and at Auburn gives me a record of 10-2 with two SEC losses. Moving on to Arkansas. Arkansas win over Alabama A&M, win over Arkansas State. I've got a loss at Ole Miss. I've got Ole Miss favored by 11.5 there. I've got a win at Memphis, but that one's going to be tricky because obviously schedule spot, right? At Ole Miss, and then you host Notre Dame the week after, and then you've got Memphis right smack in the middle. I've got a loss to Notre Dame. I've got a bye week here, and then a loss at Tennessee, a loss to Texas A&M. That one is in Reynolds Razorback Stadium for the first time in forever. But I do think Texas A&M gets that one done. A&M, looking at what they've got before that, Auburn, Mississippi State, Florida, and then this will be their first road game before they play at LSU. It is a bit of a schedule spot for A&M, but I still think A&M gets it done. I've got a win over Auburn the week after. Auburn, if you look, here we go. So Auburn has Georgia, Missouri, and then at Arkansas. I think that Auburn gets the win over Arkansas gets the win over Auburn. I've got a win over Mississippi State. I've got Arkansas favored by 10.62 right now. Bye week, and then loss at LSU, loss at Texas, and then a win in the last game of the regular season over Missouri to go to 6-6. So I've got Arkansas bowling. The Auburn Tigers, let's jump into them. At Baylor, got that as a loss. I think Baylor's going to be really good this year. Ball State, I've got a win. Auburn favored by 36. South Alabama, Auburn favored by 21. So two wins there. A loss at Oklahoma, because I do think Brent Venables and company will be amped up for that one because of Jackson Arnold coming back. So the schedule as it sits, Oklahoma plays at Temple the week before. Yeah, I think Oklahoma wins that game. At Texas A&M, I've got Auburn winning that one. I've got A&M favored by 6, but I still think Auburn gets that one done. We got a bye week and then a loss to Georgia at home. Georgia, I've got favored by a little less than 10. Win over Missouri at home. Loss at Arkansas, as I just mentioned. Win over Kentucky. Win over Vanderbilt. Both of those, I've got Auburn more than a touchdown favorite. A bye week and then a win over Mercer before a loss to Alabama. And I've got Bama favored by 9.42 on that one. So we move to Florida. The Gators. Win over Long Island, win over South Florida, and then a loss at LSU. I've got LSU favored by 5.85. And if you have any questions about these, if you want me to give you what my exact number on this is, and this number could change, but this is what it is for right now. I've got LSU favored by 5.85. I've got Miami favored at Florida by 3.48. I still think Florida gets that one. At Miami, excuse me. I think Florida wins that one. There's a bye week, and then I think this is the big upset. I think Florida upsets Texas. This will be the first SEC road game for Arch Manning. I like this Florida team. I see something here. So I do think that they will lose at Texas A&M the week after. If you look at the schedule, A&M loses to Auburn, beats Mississippi State, and then I've got them beating Florida. So... and you're going to see that a lot this year, like games that you wouldn't expect to go one way based on the week prior, et cetera. Like, it is what it is. I've got a win over Mississippi State, bye week, loss to Georgia in Jacksonville, win at Kentucky, loss at Ole Miss, then a win over Tennessee and a win over Florida State. I've got Florida favored by 1.48 over Tennessee. I've got Florida favored by 13.68 over Florida State. That'll put Florida at 8-4, so that would be over the 7.5 win total. Georgia, I've got them winning every game up to Texas. They're favored by 38 over Marshall, 59 over Austin Peay, 5.7 at Tennessee, got them favored by 2.87 over Alabama, 23 over Kentucky, although that one is always difficult for whatever reason. Georgia by 9.79 at Auburn, and Georgia by 10.62 at home over Ole Miss. Georgia by 9 over Florida, by 22 at Mississippi State. And then I've got them favored by 1.5 over Texas, but I think this is where Texas gets their big road win. So I will take Texas to win that one. Win over Charlotte, Georgia by 45 in that one, and a win at Georgia Tech. It's at Mercedes-Benz. But Georgia, I've got them favored by 18. I still think that one's going to be kind of difficult. That's a Friday game. So I don't know that they cover the 18, but I think they win the ball game. Kentucky. This is a bad year for the Wildcats. I got Kentucky over Toledo. There's a lot of people big on Toledo in this spot. I don't trust Jason Candle, and Kentucky always shows up in the first game of the season against a G5 opponent. So I will take Kentucky there. However, I've got Kentucky losing at home to Ole Miss the week after. I've got Ole Miss favored by 10 there, and it's a revenge spot for Ole Miss. They're going to want to get that one back. Win over Eastern Michigan, bye week, and then a loss at South Carolina, a loss at Georgia, bye week, loss to Texas, loss at home to Tennessee, loss at Auburn, loss to Florida. You get a win over Tennessee Tech. At this point, the team is going to be so beat up. I've got them losing at Vanderbilt. I've got Vanderbilt favored by one. And then a loss at Louisville to end the season. That puts Kentucky at 3-9. I don't like the roster. I don't like their quarterback. We'll see. Mark Stoops has proved me wrong before, so we'll see what happens there. LSU. This one's going to be interesting. Because you're going to have to get into tiebreakers and whatnot if this is the case. But I've got LSU going 10-2. A loss at Clemson. I've got Clemson favored by 3, but I think Clemson wins the game. Win over Louisiana Tech. I've got LSU favored by 35 in that one. Win over Florida. Win over Southeast Louisiana. Win at Ole Miss. Even though I've got Ole Miss favored by 0.26 points, I think LSU has a better roster, especially early in the year. Then we got a bye, and then a win over South Carolina. LSU favored by 7 in that spot. Win at Vanderbilt, almost 2 touchdowns. Win over Texas A&M at home, then a bye, a loss at Alabama, a win over Arkansas, win over Western Kentucky, and then a win at Oklahoma. I've got LSU favored by 1.78 at Oklahoma. So 10-2 for LSU, only one conference loss. Georgia, only one conference loss.
Tickets to everything are expensive these days, and I know you're like me. You want to catch a big game or a concert, maybe even tickets to a show? Why not save some money every time you buy tickets? Visit TicketSmarter.com or use the TicketSmarter mobile app and use the promo code WCE10, that's WCE10, to save $10 on any order of $100 or more, or use WCE20, that's WCE20, to save $20 on an order of $300 or more. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus or anything, seriously. Every time you buy tickets, you can save money on already great deals. So do yourself a favor. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mississippi State, we move on. The Bulldogs down in Starkville. At Southern Miss, I do have a win there. I've got State favored by 13.29. A lot of hype on Southern Miss in this spot. I still think State has a way, way better roster. So I'll take State there. Loss to Arizona State at home. I've got Arizona State favored by 9, even in Davis Wade Stadium. Going to be interesting to see, because even as bad as Mississippi State is, their roster is, I believe, more talented than Arizona State's. When 247 comes out with their team talent composite, I'll be curious to see what that looks like. And with Blake Chapin, you know, I do give Mississippi State a puncher's chance there. Went over Alcorn State, went over Northern Illinois at home, and then we get into SEC play, and I just don't see it. Lost to Tennessee. I've got Tennessee by 14.5. Lost at Texas A&M. I've got A&M by 19.13. You got your bye week. Then at Florida, I've got Florida by 18.5. Lost at home to Texas. Got Texas by 23, or almost 24. Then I've got the loss at Arkansas. That's the winnable game. But I've got Arkansas favored by 10.5 there. Loss at home to Georgia, who I've got by 22.74. Loss at Missouri. Missouri I've got by 13. Bye week. And then Ole Miss. I've got Ole Miss by 14.5. So 3-9 for Mississippi State. It's a step in the right direction. They were 2-10 last year. But I'm curious to see how competitive they will be in some of these games. The Missouri Tigers. Yes, I like Eli Drinkwitz. No, I don't think they're going to be that good this year. Bo Prabula, the quarterback coming in from Penn State. I'm a little iffy on that. I think that they lost quite a bit on defense as well. And the schedule's difficult. Got a win over Central Arkansas. I've got a win over Kansas. I've got Missouri favored by more than a touchdown at home over Kansas. Got a win over Louisiana. That one's going to be kind of difficult. A loss at home to South Carolina. Now, you could switch those around if you wanted to. You switch those, and then all of a sudden you got Missouri at 7-5. But right now, I'll stick with what my guns are, because I've got South Carolina favored by 1.84, even on the road here. Win over UMass, then a bye week, a loss to Alabama, a loss at Auburn, a win over Vanderbilt on the road. I've got Missouri by 5 in that spot. Then you got another bye week. You got Texas A&M coming in. A&M, I've got favored by 3.5 points. I think A&M gets that one done. A win over Mississippi State. Loss at Oklahoma. Loss at Arkansas. So that puts Missouri at 6-6. Even with them sitting at, 6-4 after the Mississippi State game. 6-6, going to a bowl game. Probably not what Tigers fans want to hear, but regardless, it is what it is. Oklahoma. The Sooners went over Illinois State. I've got a win over Michigan. First road game for Bryce Underwood. I think that defense is going to show out. Oklahoma, this is a big spot for Venables and company. At Temple, I've got Oklahoma by 30 in that spot. Win over Auburn. I've got Oklahoma favored by 4.63 there. Then a bye week. Win over Kent State. At Texas, I got Texas winning that one, and it's not at, it's in the Cotton Bowl, but Texas is going to be wearing their orange. At South Carolina, I've got a loss there. Then I've got a win over Ole Miss and a win at Tennessee. These are interesting spots, right? Because Michigan, Auburn, Ole Miss, and Tennessee are all kind of, I guess you could call them key games, if you want to call it that. But regardless, I've got a win at Tennessee, bye week, loss at Alabama, win over Missouri at home, loss at home to LSU. That puts Oklahoma at 8-4. So 4-4 in the SEC. I think that'd be a pretty good year, considering the schedule. All right, Ole Miss. This one's interesting to me because I didn't expect to like them as much as I did based on what they lost last year, but regardless, is what it is. Ole Miss, I've got a win over Georgia State, win at Kentucky, win over Arkansas, win over Tulane, and then a loss at home to LSU. Then you got a bye week. You got Washington State at home. I've got a win there. I've got Ole Miss favored by 27 over Washington State, Ole Miss by 15 over Tulane, Ole Miss by 11.5 over Arkansas, Ole Miss by 10 over Kentucky. Then we get to week 8. They go at Georgia. I've got Georgia favored by 10.5. I think Georgia wins that game. The week after the Georgia game, they got to play at Oklahoma. I've got Oklahoma favored by 0.5 point. I think Oklahoma gets that done. Ole Miss finally gets to come back home. I've got a win over South Carolina, a win over the Citadel, and then I've got a win over Florida. Now, I talked about that earlier, where it sets up on the schedule. I think that'll be the third straight home game for Ole Miss. I think they're going to be ready. Florida has to play Georgia and Jacksonville at Kentucky and then at Ole Miss, and it's the week before the Tennessee game. I think that Ole Miss gets a win the week before a bye week, and then they win at Mississippi State. That puts Ole Miss at 9-3. South Carolina, win at Virginia Tech. I've got South Carolina favored by 9.27 there. Win over South Carolina State, win over Vanderbilt. I've got South Carolina favored by 14 in that one, surprisingly. I've got a win at Missouri. I've got a win over Kentucky. So I've got South Carolina starting out 5-0. There's going to be a lot of hype about Lenore Sellers, et cetera. But you can get through those five games without having the same kind of defense that you did last year. You get a bye week. Then you play at LSU. I've got LSU favored by almost 7. I think they lose the game at LSU. Give me South Carolina over Oklahoma at home in Williams-Brice. Then give me South Carolina over Alabama the week before they go and lose at Ole Miss. Williams-Brice is tough. That's a tough place to play. Bye week, and then a loss to Texas A&M on the road. I've got Ole Miss favored by 4.75 at home over South Carolina. I've got Texas A&M favored by 4.26 at home over South Carolina. Give me South Carolina over Coastal Carolina. And then I've got Clemson beating South Carolina in Williams-Brice Stadium in the last week of the season. So Clemson, I've got favored by 2.77 right now. I think they will be fired up after last year's loss at home.
We're proudly supported by Go Sleeves, the best kinesiology technology on the market. Go Sleeves' patented compression sleeves, socks, and more increase blood flow and lymphatic flow to help your body recover, manage pain, and maintain peak performance. Right now, you can save 15% by going to GoSleeves.com/WCE or by using the promo code WCE on their site. Go Sleeves. It's go time.
Tennessee. Got them 8-4. Well, South Carolina, I've got 8-4. Tennessee also have 8-4. At Syracuse, it's a neutral site. It's at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But I've got Tennessee favored by 15. Give me Tennessee to win that. Give me Tennessee over East Tennessee State. I think Tennessee loses to Georgia like they have forever. I mean, we're talking as long as I can remember, they have lost to Georgia. UAB, I've got a win there. I've got a win at Mississippi State. Bye week, win over Arkansas at home, loss at Alabama, win at Kentucky, and then a loss at home to Oklahoma, even though I do have Tennessee favored by 4.45 here. Then we got a bye week before the last 3 weeks of the season, a win over New Mexico State, a loss at Florida, where I've got Florida favored by 1.48, and then a win at home against Vanderbilt. I've got Tennessee favored by 16.5 over Vandy. Yeah. Texas. Got them losing that first weekend at Ohio State. Would it surprise me to see them get a win there? No, but it is on the road. It's a big-time spot. Arch Manning, first game, you know, and it's on the road. Yeah. San Jose State, I've got a win. Got Texas favored by like 35 there. Texas by 46 over UTEP. Texas by 41 over Sam Houston. Then a bye week, and then I've got them losing at Florida, even though I have them favored by 7.5. Win over Oklahoma, win at Kentucky, win at Mississippi State, win over Vanderbilt. Pretty easy spot, going to build a lot of momentum there. Then a bye week, I've got them winning at Georgia, even though I have Georgia favored by 1.5. I've got a win over Arkansas in Darryl K. Royal Memorial Stadium. Texas by almost 21 in that spot, 20.5. And then over Texas A&M, I've got Texas by a little over 12 points, so I will take Texas to beat Texas A&M again. That puts Texas at 10-2 and only one conference loss. So I've got three teams with only one conference loss. I've got Alabama with two. I've got Texas with one, but also a non-conference loss. I've got LSU with one, but also a non-conference loss. And I've got Georgia at 11-1 on the season. So, last two teams that we'll go over here. A&M, got a win over UTSA, a win over Utah State, but then a loss at Notre Dame. I've got a loss at home to Auburn, win over Mississippi State, win over Florida, win at Arkansas, a loss at LSU, and then a win at Missouri. I've got A&M favored by 3 there. I've got a win over South Carolina, got A&M favored by 4.26. Win over Samford, and then, of course, the loss to Texas on the road in Austin. And finally, last one, and there's been a lot of hype. The win total has actually gone up on this bunch. I think Vanderbilt's now at 5.5 for their win total. I've got Charleston Southern. I've got a win there. I've got a loss at Virginia Tech. I think Virginia Tech is going to be better this year. I've got a loss at South Carolina. Win over Georgia State. Revenge spot for that one, which sounds hilarious. Win over Utah State as well. I've got Vanderbilt by 18.49 over Georgia State. I've got Vandy by 19.67 over Utah State. I've got a loss at Alabama. Got a bye week. I've got a loss at home to LSU, a loss at home to Missouri, although they could certainly get that Missouri game. Loss at Texas, where I've got Texas by 25 over them. A loss at home to Auburn. I've got Auburn by about 7.5 there. Then a bye week. I think they will get Kentucky to go to 4-8 or 4-7 there. And then you've got at Tennessee, and I think Tennessee wins that game. So I've got Vandy at 4-8. So let's run through the records one more time. Bama 10-2, but both losses in conference. Arkansas 6-6, Auburn 7-5, Florida 8-4, Georgia 11-1, only one loss in conference. Kentucky 3-9, LSU 10-2, but only one loss in conference. Mississippi State 3-9. Missouri 6-6, Oklahoma 8-4, Ole Miss 9-3, South Carolina 8-4, Tennessee 8-4, Texas 10-2, Texas A&M 8-4, Vandy 4-8. And I think, based on tiebreakers, that LSU would end up going to the SEC championship game because they would have beaten better teams than Texas. Texas's conference schedule, Florida, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, Georgia, Arkansas, Texas A&M. LSU's is Florida, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, Texas A&M, Arkansas, Oklahoma. So the difference being that LSU gets Ole Miss and South Carolina. Texas gets Kentucky and Mississippi State. Georgia plays Tennessee, Alabama, Kentucky, Auburn, Ole Miss, Florida, Mississippi State, Texas, and that's it. So Georgia and LSU have tougher roads to get there based on what I selected. I think I gave Alabama and Georgia for the SEC title in my preview video. Going through in the schedule and looking at who is actually playing who, I think it's going to be LSU and Georgia. And I would take Georgia to win the SEC at that point, because I think LSU is going to be good. I don't trust them, which sounds ridiculous, but still. So that's what we're looking at for the SEC. Kind of a shorter video, but that's what these were meant to be. All right, that is going to wrap things up for today. Don't forget, of course, you guys know what to do. Subscribe, like the video, jump in the comments. Tell me where the records are crazy. I'm sure there's going to be some Missouri fans not happy with me. Auburn fans probably not happy with my 7-5. You know, Vanderbilt fans, I know there's not a lot of you, but I know that you're not going to be happy with 4-8 after last year, especially if you get Diego back. We'll see what happens. But yeah, subscribe to the podcast, bettingcfb.com. You guys know the drill. All right, with that said, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.